This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Tamil Nadu is ready for a change of government. He said that the DMK regime has failed to deliver development and is marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics. Addressing a public meeting at Madurantakam in Chengalpattu district of Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister said the DMK government ignored the welfare of the youth, farmers and women and also failed to respect Tamil cultural values. Mr. Modi said the NDA government had allocated 11 lakh crore rupees to Tamil Nadu over the past 11 years for development.
बीते 11 वर्षों में केंद्र की एनडीए सरकार ने सिर्फ डिवोल्यूशन के माध्यम से करीब 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए तमिलनाडु को दिए हैं. ये कांग्रेस डीएमके उनकी जो गठबंधन वाली सरकार थी केंद्र सरकार में वो जो करते थे उसकी तुलना में करीब 3 गुना अधिक दिया गया है.
Promising rapid development under a double engine government, the Prime Minister said better coordination between the centre and the state would ensure effective implementation of welfare schemes. The meeting was also addressed by AIADMK General Secretary and Leader of the Opposition, Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, and former Union Minister Anbumani Ramadosh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose was not only a great hero of the freedom struggle, but also a visionary of independent India. Addressing the Parakram Divas program in Andaman and Nicobar Islands via video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said that Netaji envisioned a nation which is modern yet rooted in India's ancient consciousness. He remarked that Netaji's valor and courage inspire the countrymen and fill their hearts with reverence for him. The main celebration of Parakram Divas this year is being held in Andaman and Nicobar. The global equipment manufacturers are looking towards India to establish a base due to the country's design capabilities, large talent pool and the consistent policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this while interacting with media during his visit to Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography or ASML headquarters in the Netherlands. Mr. Vaishnav said that his visit is aimed at understanding advanced technologies related to lithography. A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment or FDI inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in services and manufacturing. The Global Investment Trends Monitor, released by the UN Conference on Trade and Development, stated that the FDI inflows to China declined for the third consecutive year, falling by 8% to an estimated $107.5 billion. Two-day trilateral talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States are underway in Abu Dhabi, marking the first direct summit between all the three countries since Russia's full-scale war with Ukraine nearly 4 years ago. The meetings follow late-night talks in Moscow between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The government has refuted a digitally manipulated video circulating on social media that falsely shows Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi claiming that India is opposing Pakistan's inclusion in the Gaza Peace Board. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, or PIB, said the video is a deep fake and is being circulated by Pakistani propaganda handles. In the second cricket match of the five-match T20 International Series, chasing a target of 209 runs, India were 164 for 3 in 12 overs against New Zealand in Raipur when reports last came in. Put into bat first, the visitors posted 208 for 6 in the allotted 20 overs at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.